It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. Like almost everyone else, I use Waze and Google Maps where I used to use paper maps. I'm blessed with a great sense of direction and memory for places and directions, so I don't have to rely much on maps in general, but I do use the apps to get traffic information, and I'm sure most people have switched over by now. But there are exceptions, and a USA Today article highlighted people who still use paper maps and atlases, and I get it. First thing is that you don't always have a cell phone signal, and even a dedicated GPS sometimes loses a lock on the signal. If your battery's dead, the apps are useless. Using a map might let someone track you, but with paper, there's privacy. And as someone who learned a lot about cities from looking at paper maps as a kid, I think there's a value in being able to look at the roads in advance. And if you're interested in learning about places you've never been, a paper map is a great way to do that. In fact, the first time I ever heard of the town where I've lived for the past 25 years was when I looked at the Thomas Guide, the LA map book that used to be indispensable in California, and I saw the town tucked away on a peninsula and thought, who lives there all the way down so far from the action? Well, me, and now I don't use paper maps, but sales are up and people still have atlases and use paper maps, and it's not a boomer nostalgia or hipster thing like vinyl records, but it's a practical thing. Some things even survive obsolescence. Good thing podcasts aren't obsolete. We'll be here tomorrow. Today, that's enough.